with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is defending the independence of the court system in the court's annual report. We hear more from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
Chief Justice John Roberts has issued a defense of judicial independence, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts decried officials across the political spectrum who've raised the possibility of defying court orders and says other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders even if they are unpopular or mark a defeat for a presidential administration. Threats of violence against judges around the country have been on the rise in recent years, something that Roberts calls wholly unacceptable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's a looming election issue, mismatched signatures on mail-in ballots. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The use of mail-in ballots has exploded since the pandemic, but problems matching ballot signatures to ones on file have become a consistent issue with the potential to affect close races and disenfranchise voters. In Maui, where the number of rejected mail ballots prompted a lawsuit, voter Joshua Kamalo had to go down to the county office after receiving a letter saying they couldn't verify his signature. He says he might not have bothered except that a local council election was such a close race. In Nevada, around 9,000 mail ballots were rejected. Some state legislative seats were decided by just a few hundred votes. Voters in the Silver State have supported Question 7, an amendment that would require voter IDs and for mail-in ballots to include a driver's license or social security number. I'm Jennifer King.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 29 points, the NASDAQ dropped 175, the S&P 500 lower by 25. Oil up to $71.75 a barrel. This is SRN News. Liberal pastors are blessing abortion clinics.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another call for an end to anti-Christian violence in northern Nigeria. The Plateau State Youth Council is urging the government to deploy the military in an effort to stop Muslim terror groups from murdering Christians. Tens of thousands of believers have been killed and millions more have been driven from their homes over the past two decades with no end in sight. A letter from the Youth Council asks, how long shall this carnage continue? We say enough is enough. This is SRN News. Democrat defections continue in Florida. More on the story from correspondent Rich Thomason reporting.
A second state lawmaker is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Hillary Cassell says Florida Democrats are out of touch with voters, and she stands a better chance of advancing her priorities in the GOP camp. Earlier, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. With Cassell's switch, Republicans will expand their supermajority to an 87-33 margin over Democrats in the state House. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Dartmouth men's basketball team has dropped its attempt to form a union. The team is ending a push to become the first college sports team to unionize in order to potentially avoid a damaging precedent from a National Labor Relations Board that soon will be controlled by Republicans. More details at SRNNews.com.